Hello friends, welcome to our Sunday sermon. We are so glad that you are joining us today and that you chose to listen to this sermon today. I believe it's going to be a blessing to you, and I'm so excited, and it's really an honor for me to bring the word today. And we have started a new series last week, and Pastor Steve kicked the series off for us, and the series is called All Things Are Possible with God. And I think that is such a timely message and word for all of us during this time and in the time that we live in. We need to be reminded that God is a miracle worker, that He is powerful and big, and that nothing is impossible for Him. So I believe this series will really be a blessing to you, and I believe it's going to ignite hope and faith in your heart. So I'm excited for all of you who are listening today, and we are believing with you for miracles. If you need a miracle in your life, Jesus is a miracle worker. And the Bible says He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He's also no respecter of persons, so what He does for one, He'll do for all. And He is good, He is loving, and He is so willing to help us in our time of need. So if you are in need of something, know that we as a church are believing with you, we are trusting with you, to really experience everything that God has for you, and to really walk in the miraculous and to live a fruitful life. So Pastor Steve started the series last week, as I mentioned, and some of his points were that we need to awaken to our miracle, that we really need to expect miracles, and that God can help us to really overcome disappointment and for our dreams to survive difficult times, and God can awaken dreams in our hearts again. So we need to dream big, because God is a big God and we should never limit Him. And one of the points that Pastor Steve had last week too was that we shouldn't get distracted by other people's miracles. And I thought that was such good advice. You know, it can be tempting sometimes if someone else receives a miracle before us, or when they receive or experience something that we are believing for. We can be tempted sometimes to get discouraged or even jealous, if we are honest. But that's not the time to get discouraged in any way, form, or fashion. When other people experience a miracle, we should see it as an encouragement. Because if God does it for them, God will also do it for us if we trust and believe Him. So I thought that was such good advice, and I just want to remind you of that today. That if people around you experience a miracle and you don't get discouraged. But instead be encouraged by it and know that your miracle is coming too, and God wants to do it for you as well. So I just want to start off with some scriptures today before I get into the message that I believe God has put on my heart today. And the first one is Matthew 19:26. And there the Bible says, "But Jesus looked at them and said to them, 'With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.'" So that is good news, and Jesus is reminding us here that with man, things will be impossible sometimes. You know, we have a lot of limits, and even the experts in life can only do so much. They also have limits, and there are a lot of things that are truly impossible for them too, but it's not with God. With God, Jesus reminds us here, all things are possible. There's never a hopeless situation with God. God is always bigger than any mountain or any problem. And God is also willing to do miracles in and through us in our lives. And then the next verse, or next Bible verse that I want to read is Luke chapter 1 verse 37. And there it says, "For with God nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible or fulfillment." So this is a great encouragement to also reminding us that nothing is impossible with God. And it's saying there, a word from God will always get fulfilled. So I want to remind you too today that there's no such thing as an expiry date on a word from God. So if you have a promise from God that you are holding on, even if you haven't seen it come to pass yet, even if it hasn't manifested in your life yet, be encouraged. A word from God has never had an expiry date on it. So hold on to it, keep believing God, and you will experience the miraculous in your life too. But when it comes to experiencing God's best and walking in the miraculous and experiencing miracles, You know, the problem is never with God providing it or giving it. God is also always willing, so there's also never a problem with His willingness when it comes to His promises. So our only limit to really experience God's goodness and His best and His power in all of its fullness is really our capacity to receive it and to walk in it. So we need to enlarge our capacity and ability to receive from God. And some of the things that can sometimes hinder our ability to walk in the miraculous can be things like fear or unbelief or small thinking. And we need to overcome that, and we need to be strengthened in hope and in faith. But it's always encouraging to be reminded that the problem is never with God. Sometimes we just need to enlarge our capacity to experience and receive everything that God wants to do in and through us. And I believe today's message will really help you to enlarge your capacity to really walk in everything that God has for you. So as we are reminded of these truths today and as we apply them, I believe all of our capacities will be enlarged in Jesus' name. So I want to talk today about a specific miracle that Jesus performed. And then I want to talk about five lessons from this miracle that will really encourage us and that will remind us that all things truly are possible with God. And this is actually the miracle that Pastor Steve spoke about last week that actually took place as Jesus was on his way to perform another miracle. So Jesus was on his way to Jairus' daughter to heal her, and then he raised her from the dead. But while he was on his way, Jesus performed this miracle. As the woman who struggled with the issue of blood touched him, and his power was flowing through him, and she received her miracle. So be reminded when somebody else experiences a miracle, be encouraged and be glad for them, and know that your miracle will take place too. So let's read together about this woman who struggled with the issue of blood. It's out of Mark chapter 5, and I'm going to read verse 24 to 34. And it says, Jesus went with him, and all the people followed, crowding around him. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years she had spent everything she had to pay them. But she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. For she thought to herself, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. Immediately the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone out from him, so he turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my robe? His disciples said to him, look at this crowd pressing around you. How can you ask who touched me? But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace, your suffering is over. So this is really one of my favorite miracles that we read about in the life and ministry of Jesus. And this was really a spectacular miracle that Jesus performed and that someone received from him. So I want to talk about five lessons today that we can get from this miracle and that we can learn and apply in our lives and that will remind us that all things are possible with God. And this will really enlarge our capacity to receive from God. And the first lesson is there is never such a thing as a hopeless situation with God. Nothing is ever hopeless when it comes to God. Things might be impossible for man to fix, but it's never impossible for God. And this woman really went through severe pain, and she really had a lot of troubles. And the first thing that we need to realize about her to really understand how hopeless her situation was in the natural was to realize that her condition was critical. She really suffered badly from this sickness. And the Bible says she struggled for 12 years. Now, you know, sometimes we can suffer for a while and we can really be expecting that God is going to heal us or help us or provide for us. But if you suffer from something for 12 years, you can really get discouraged. And that sickness can really get on the inside of you, and you will start to think sick, and you will really become hopeless, especially if you had some disappointments along the way. And the Bible says that this woman really grew worse even after she went to doctors. So this was a lot of disappointment that she needed to overcome. You know, I'm sure when we go to the doctor, we are hopeful, right? That our condition will improve and that we will get better and that they will be able to help us. And that is should that it should be so, because obviously doctors are there to help us and they are doing a phenomenal work. But just think about it, if you were in this woman's shoes. She went to the doctors, and instead of getting better, she actually grew worse. So I think she had a lot of discouragement and really hopelessness that she needed to deal with. But yet she received her miracle. So may this be really a reminder to us that there is never such a thing as a hopeless situation with God. And then another thing that she went through was she lost her money. It says there in verse 26 of Mark 5, over the years she had spent everything she had to pay them. Now I'm sure if her spending at least helped her condition to improve, it wouldn't have had been so bad. But yet the Bible says even though she spent all of her money, she grew worse. So now she didn't only have the physical condition to deal with, but she had some financial problems too. And I'm sure this caused a lot of stress and anxiety in her life. And I've seen that happen in people's lives today too, where sickness really steals much more than just their health. And this is what happened to this woman too. So now she had to deal with thoughts about the future too and where money was going to come from. So I'm sure she had a lot of stress and fear that she needed to deal with too. So this was really hopeless in the natural. And remember, while she lost her money, she was growing worse in her sickness and in the condition that she had. And then the next thing she also faced was the fact that she lived in isolation. Now, you know, under Levitical law, she wasn't allowed in public. She was basically a social outcast. So as long as she was bleeding, she wasn't allowed to touch anyone, including her husband, if she had one, including her children, if she had children. So this must have caused a lot of pain in her life too. You know, she never experienced the warmth of relationship for 12 years long. You know, and we were created for fellowship and to really have relationships with people and our loved ones and with family and to engage with them. But this woman was isolated for 12 years. And if she in fact did touch someone, or if she did go out in public, she could have been stoned according to the law. So, you know, there was no way for her to really go into public and live a normal life. She was truly isolated. And I'm sure a lot of us can relate, especially with what happened during COVID. But this woman experienced isolation to another degree. You know, so she really was truly isolated. And I think this caused a lot of sadness and brokenness in her heart too. So just think about how hopeless her situation was. You know, she was isolated, you know, her condition was critical, and she lost her money. So in the natural, this was hopeless. And I'm sure many of us have been through situations where we thought things are really hopeless too. But I don't know if it can really compare to what this woman went through. But yet, the good news is she experienced a miracle. So even after 12 years of mental, physical, emotional, and financial problems and pain, she experienced a miracle from Jesus. So she's a wonderful example of what can happen when we come into contact with the power of Jesus. Even when we go through a time that seems hopeless, even when people cannot really help us, when we come into contact with the power of God, we can experience and receive and walk in a miracle. Praise God. But that is my first lesson that we can learn out of this miracle, that nothing is ever hopeless with God. It might be hopeless in the natural. It might be hopeless with man, but it's not hopeless and it's not impossible with God. Then the second lesson that we can learn from this miracle is that what we hear is of paramount importance. You know, this woman, as we just saw, was really going through a very difficult time. And after 12 years of isolation and sickness and financial problems, I'm sure she was very hopeless and discouraged. You know, it's sometimes wonderful when we still have hope. You know, when we have hope in the future, there's power in the present, John Maxwell says. So as long as we have hope, it can really empower us to go through difficult times, and you know, it will really cause us to remain encouraged even though we go through a difficult time. But this woman, I'm sure, was truly feeling hopeless. I'm sure she lost a lot of the dreams that she had in her heart. Remember, for 12 years, she wasn't even able to just live a normal life. But then something happened. Something ignited hope and faith in her heart. Something awakened a dream in her heart again, even after all the problems she faced for so long. What was that? And the answer is in Mark chapter 5, verse 27. It says she had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. So what caused her to get hope into her heart again, what ignited hope in her again, was the fact that she heard about Jesus. See, sometimes we need to hear about Jesus too, to really become hopeful again, to really start to dream big again, and for our faith to be strengthened. What we hear is of paramount importance if we want to experience the miraculous and be reminded that all things are possible with God. Now, I want you to think with me for a moment. Imagine if this woman heard what religion sometimes say about Jesus. Imagine if she heard Jesus is walking around there, he is the Son of God, and he's very powerful, but he only heals some, he doesn't heal all. Or if she heard, you know, Jesus is hard to please, and he's very mysterious. Or imagine if she heard that Jesus uses sickness to teach and discipline people. You know, if she heard that, it wouldn't have ignited hope in her. It actually would have caused her to become even more hopeless. But praise God, she didn't hear any of those lies. She heard the truth. She heard Jesus is going around healing all who are oppressed by the devil. She heard Jesus is going around restoring people from their problems and their difficulties. She heard that Jesus is willing to help, that he is loving and gentle and compassionate. And when she heard the truth about Jesus, it ignited hope in her heart. So much so that it actually drove her to action. And this helped her to experience her miracle. So dear ones, what we hear is so important. So what are you hearing? And I want to remind you and actually commend you for listening to this message today. I want to commend you who, all of you who are coming to our church regularly, and those of you who are listening to our teachings and even other people's teachings too, and those of you who are listening to the Word of God on a regular basis. I think that is awesome, because remember, what we hear is so important. And when we hear the truth, it will help us to experience the miraculous just like it did this woman. But I also want to remind you today, and I'm saying this in love, that if you hear the Word of God only once a week, it won't be enough. You know, if you read the news all week and you focus on the bad news out there and the problems, and then you come on a Sunday and you just listen to the Word once, it won't really be that effective. It might help to a degree, but all the other stuff that you are focusing on will really negate your faith, and it will really cause your faith to be nullified. So it is important that we listen to the truth. I'm not saying we shouldn't read news. I read the news too. I take note of what is happening out there. But I make sure that I spend time in truth, because what we hear is of paramount importance. And we need the truth to get into our hearts so that our hearts can be persuaded concerning God's promises. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, out of the NLT, So faith comes from hearing, that is hearing the good news about Christ. So see, because this woman had the good news about Christ, it enabled her to reach out to him and to receive her miracle. We need to hear the good news about Christ too. And I want to read the following to you. There was a recent study by the Center for Bible Engagement where they polled 40,000 people. And this is what they found. So they compared people who are spending four times or more a week in the scriptures to people who are either not spending time in the Word at all or who are spending time in the Word, but it's less than four times a week. So this is what they found with people who are actually spending regular time in the Word. Remember, these are people who are hearing the truth on a regular basis. So those people, the first thing is feeling lonely drops 30% when people are spending four times or more in the scriptures. Anger issues drop 32%. Bitterness in relationships drops 40%. Alcoholism drops 57%. Feeling spiritually stagnant drops 60%. And that is really a problem that a lot of people face too. They are just feeling stagnant spiritually and they are feeling that they aren't experiencing God and they're not walking in the miraculous, they aren't fruitful. Yet it drops by 60% when people are spending regular time in the Word, when they are hearing the truth on a regular basis. Viewing pornography drops 61%. Now remember, we are talking about all things are possible with God. And sometimes people are struggling with these issues, and even though they want to break free, they are having a hard time to get free. And people who are hearing the truth on a regular basis, just like this woman heard the good news about Christ, seem to walk in more freedom. And then sharing your faith jumps 200%, and discipling others jump 230%, because when you have a confidence in the scriptures. So this just proves that it's important that we hear the truth on a regular basis if we want to be fruitful and if we want to experience the miraculous. What we hear is of paramount importance. Then the next lesson that we can learn from this miracle is we need to speak words of life. It says in verse 28 of Mark 5, "For she kept saying, if I only touch his garments, I shall be restored to health." And I just read out of the Amplified version there, because in the NLT it says she thought to herself. But in Greek there, it is actually the word said. She said to herself. And the Greek word actually means she said it repeatedly. She said over and over, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made well. And see, the more she said it, the more she said to herself, I will be well. I can dream again. Jesus is powerful. What I'm hearing must be true. He is going around and healing people. He must be loving and compassionate. As she was saying that, and as she was proclaiming it, it helped her heart to get persuaded. And when her heart was persuaded, it really drove her to action, and she experienced her miracle. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, that death and life are in the power of a tongue. So we need to make sure, beloveds, that we speak life, that we say what we want, not necessarily what we have. So we need to speak life. And a lot of people get one thing right by refraining from speaking death. They won't say negative things, but then they stop there. But we also need to be intentional to speak life. We shouldn't speak death, but we should also not be quiet. We should speak life. We should proclaim the promises of God, and it will really help us to get our hearts persuaded of the promises that God has for us. And it will help us to experience the impossible. The next lesson we can learn from this miracle, the fourth one, is that faith is necessary to experience the miraculous. You know, the Bible says there that as she touched Jesus, Jesus looked around and asked, "Who touched me?" And I'm sure the disciples thought something wasn't right with Jesus, because there was a big crowd and I'm sure a lot of people were touching him. But Jesus felt power flowing through him. And that was because this woman touched him with faith, expecting to receive from him. And when Jesus told her, "Woman, your faith has made you well." But see, what I want you to get out of this is that God's will isn't automatic. You know, some people believe that God just sovereignly does whatever he wants to, but that causes people to become passive. Imagine if this woman thought that. Imagine if she believed that, that God will heal her if he wants to. That would have caused her to stay at home. But praise God, she knew that faith was necessary to experience the miraculous. And therefore, there was action to her faith. She went to Jesus, and as she touched him, she experienced her miracle. So we should always be careful not to get into works when it comes to faith. You know, we can't earn healing, we can't earn provision or salvation. It's all a gift from God. But faith is also not passive. True faith is always active, expecting to receive what God has for us and reaching out and taking it by faith. And this woman knew that, and therefore she experienced her miracle. Praise God. And then the last lesson I want to give you today is that Jesus wants us whole. You know, remember that this woman under Levitical law wasn't allowed to touch anyone. And in fact, if she did touch someone, according to the law, it would have made them unclean too. But see, when she touched Jesus, her uncleanness didn't make Jesus unclean. His wholeness made her whole. And that is what Jesus wants for us too. Maybe some of you are feeling unclean today due to past mistakes or failures or disappointments. But don't let that keep you from reaching out to Jesus. Your uncleanness won't make him unclean. His wholeness will make you whole. And Jesus wants all of us to be whole. You know, it seems to me that one of the favorite sayings of Jesus was, be made whole. Now, many times he said, be healed, or, you know, your faith has healed you. But even more than that, he said, be made whole. And that is because Jesus didn't only want to heal, he also wanted to set people free and restore. And see, when Jesus told this woman, be made whole, it wasn't just her physical condition that she was healed of. I'm sure it healed her emotions too. I'm sure it healed her broken heart too. And I'm sure it enabled her to become financially stable again, because it enabled her to live a normal life again. And I'm sure even her relationships were restored in her life. See, Jesus wants us to be whole, and he wants you to be whole today. All you need to do is reach out to him. Remember, nothing is impossible with him. Even if it seems hopeless to you, God loves you, and as you reach out to him by faith, you can experience and walk in the miraculous too. Jesus wants you to be whole. So in closing, I want to remind you of the 5 lessons we can learn from this miracle. There is no such thing as a hopeless situation with God. The second lesson is, what you hear is of paramount importance. The third one, we need to speak words of life. The fourth one, faith is necessary to experience the miraculous. And the last one, Jesus wants us whole. I would like to just pray for you now as we come to an end. And Father, I just pray for everyone who listens to this sermon today. Thank you that you love him. Thank you that you are always the same. Thank you, Lord, that you are a miracle worker and that there is nothing that's impossible for you. And I pray for everyone now who is really in need, Lord. Everyone who is in need of your power today. Everyone that needs to be reminded today that you love him. Everyone with a broken heart. Everyone that feels hopeless today, Lord, and discouraged. I speak hope into their hearts today. Lord, I pray that your word will ignite hope and faith in people's hearts and minds today, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, what you did for this woman, you'll do for all who reach out to you by faith. So we come to you now, we join our faith, and we say thank you for healing bodies. Thank you that we can speak healing to bodies and minds and broken hearts today, Lord. Thank you that we can speak life over financial difficulties. And thank you for restoration. And thank you, Lord, for wholeness. And we just say to people today to be made whole in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your power. Thank you for every miracle. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved. God bless you.